Rollmonger's actual play podcast is proud to present Star Wars Saga Edition. Dawn of Defiance campaign, starring GM Jeff Ball as narrator and game master, with players me, Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, and Frank Hamilton.
After encountering the Rancor, gentlemen, the heroes, you leave the dense fungi growth and move into a clearing, which you see now, a small river cutting through it. Though the river is shallow, it is relatively wide, and you know that, you know, your kybacks will be significantly slowed down by this difficult terrain if they go through it. The speeder bike repulsors have already hit the water and split it, like Moses parting the Red Sea, and the bike comes up shallow on the other side of the map. So you guys are entering the map downward from the top right corner, and this thing zips diagonally, top right down to bottom left, and the bike joins fellow, what's this? Four more stormtroopers, and some sort of large 5-6 square long console, and a generator adjacent under the canopy of a huge mushroom. Actually, there are several giant mushrooms acting like small and medium-sized big oak and apple-sized trees amongst the map here as you guys come crashing out into the open area. So, continuing with the exact same initiative and my scout trooper being joined on initiative with the other stormtroopers, clearly within eye line, radioing to them now and coming zipping on to the map. We will start with Merrick. What do you do?
How many squares away are we, roughly?
35, I think.
Yeah.
I saw somebody do a ruler check.
So this mini here, this hover bike with the red dot, is your actual scout coming right at them and then zipping wide, radioing them, waving them, you know, pointing back over shoulder. And you guys are all stuck on this terrible black and white map, but I will even highlight the stormtroopers as hostile.
Coming in like the cavalry on Kybox.
There you go.
We were talking about a bunch of cavalers. This is kind of a, you know, entrance level. So you're saying the terrain was inhospitable to Kybox?
No, the river in front of you counts as two squares and difficult terrain to them, as well as yourself.
And they can cover how many squares in a row?
The Kybox itself has a speed of 12 squares, now that it's sort of, you know, in trotting mode. So one move for you is 6, one move for it is 12. So a double move on a Kybox is like 24 squares.
Gotcha.
How high can they jump?
That's also the same as the speeder bike, by the way. Though on open ground, a speeder bike can actually, you know, the Aerotech 74Z speeder bike, which information you're still withholding there, Rahal, has a max velocity of 500 kilometers an hour.
Pretty super fast.
Exactly. So, keeping this party going, Merrick, what do you want to do?
There's this one mushroom stalk right here.
A second, zoom out on the map west. Here. So, I just want to zoom out on the map here so I can see. Can you ping where you're talking about there?
Yeah, it's just hold down the left mouse button to ping.
Yep.
You have to make sure you're on the cursor button instead of the measuring tool.
Thank you. You catch that, Jeff? Yep, right there.
Okay.
I would wish to maneuver behind that stalk of mushroom.
Righto. So move your mini, and I'll have the Kybox follow. Just pretend you have your 12 squares.
Oh, I was going to say mounted.
There you go. Now you're actually on top of your Kybox and should be able to move.
Yep, I can move myself.
All right. So counting the squares, moving up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's a single move. You wish to dismount or stay on your Kybox?
Controlling. I wish to stay on my Kybox.
Okay, a ride check in combat is a DC 20, gentlemen, just so you know.
Okay, I wish to ride him over to this mushroom base and then dismount.
You can do a quick dismount and still have an action, or you can just do a single dismount and that's your, you know, it's a double move and you're done.
I'll move then dismount and I can get an action?
You move, that's an action. You dismount, that's an action. Or you can do a ride check for a speed dismount and have actions left over as long as you don't... it's like the fast dismount, ride check of 20.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the shirty route, and I'm just going to try to assess the situation, what we're looking at here.
All right. Give me a knowledge tactics, and let me know when I come back to your turn what it was. And that will be your moment of pondering. Rahal, you are up. Dr. Leth, you're on deck. What do you want to do, Rahal?
I am going to follow Merrick.
Okay. Now, I've kind of just plopped you guys on the map here, but I really should have some sort of pecking order that, you know, Doctor was a little bit ahead of you, even though you're next to initiative. Okay. You ride your Kybox over.
Yeah, and I'll dismount as well and take the reins of Merrick's Kybox. So I'm holding both.
Okay. Get you all adjacent there. Dr. Leth, what do you want to do? Stormtroopers are on deck.
I will be following them as well, and then my movement would be dismounting as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. The stormtroopers, okay, are going about their business. Their rider has come up on them, telling them what's going on, comes zipping around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, goes wide, 12, like this, and, you know, is riding the bike in a big circle towards the corner of the map, coming all the way around behind the console, pointing frantically at your position and talking to them on the comms, you can only assume, and that's him. This engages everybody in his turn, and I will have them waste their turn, you know, delaying or positioning so that they get to go now while he goes, because they're all doing stuff. Okay, now that does not mean they didn't have a guard. This guy back here was guarding, so he's going to move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to cover. Everybody else just gets engaged here. We're good. That's them. Last but not least, Zin.
Alrighty then, let's see here. So everybody went left. I'm gonna move right there and do a dismount.
Okay,
got a 10 on the dismount. Yes, trying to do it quickly.
Okay. Fast dismount. Dismount is a swift action if you get the DC 20. If you fail the check, mounting dismount is a move action. You can't attempt fast but dismount unless you can perform the mount. Dismount move action this round should the check fail. So you try to get off really quick. You fail. It burns up a movement and you're kind of done. You know, no more jumping back on real quick or anything. Trying to make up for it. Okay?
Yep.
So you guys all jump off your Kybox and leave them idling in place. And that is bringing us into round 8. Merrick.
All right. So I had a knowledge checks of 11.
Okay. Tactically, they are likely going to dig in behind that console and mushroom and use as cover. They're lined up like a trench line, and they're going to count tactically on you being slowed by the river in front of them so you can't rush them. So they're probably just going to dig in. But
I have one idea. They got a big mushroom behind them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I hit that with a grenade, would it maybe come down on them?
The mushrooms? Actually will the take that, damage. Yeah. You can destroy mushrooms and they will no longer, you know, provide cover.
But I want it to just not, I want it to exist, but I want it to exist on top of their position.
He wants to take it down like a tree.
Yeah. So
timber?
Yeah, chop the right side and down it comes. So you either need to be really close or some kind of amazing distance called shot.
Or maybe a grenade shot aimed that hits two of them and maybe takes out part of the mushroom by chance.
Hmm. Possibly.
Like if I hit this area.
If you do damage to the mushroom, it's considered destroyed and is obliterated. If you want to do something fancy, then I'll have you make, you know, special called shots with penalties, using your explosives expertise, doing whatever backs that up, mechanics or whatever, to place the charge, as it were, to get the desired effect. But there will be a DC, there will be, you know, rolls, as opposed to just going, ha, done.
Quick question. Yeah. These things right here?
Yep, those are generators. Power supply.
Yeah, I'm going to aim for those with a grenade.
Okay.
So yeah, that's totally what I'm doing.
They also have like a little antenna array on them, where there's one up the mushroom. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. So I'm aiming for that.
Okay. So called shot, aim for the sensitive equipment. Okay. Where you're standing, you're literally shooting through a mushroom. So you need to move.
Oh. Okay.
So swing around the far side, hugging the tree bark, as it were. Come around the broadside.
Yeah. Give me a clean line of shot. Hopefully.
On the outside one, just barely. Notice the bottom of the stem. They briefly kind of show here. So you're... Your straight line of impact just kind of skirts. You know what I mean? It touches it, so I'd actually say that this thing has partial cover. Now, if you shot from the other side of the mushroom, you'd be okay.
Could I do that? That would have...
Jumping in front of Dr. Leth, and he enjoys cover from you.
Excuse me, doctor.
You move.
And I line up a shot.
Okay. So, with your base one attack bonus, you move while pulling out your gun?
Correct.
Okay. And now you begin aiming? And
yes.
You'll finish the aim into the next round, because aiming is a full round action. Right?
Yes.
Halfway through next round. So you begin the aim. You get in position, pull the gun, begin the aim. Rahal, it is your go, sir. Dr. Leth, you are on deck. Rahal, what do you want to do? You're holding Kybox.
Is there like a protrusion on the backside of this mushroom we're near that I can tie them off to?
You can possibly tie them to like the bark itself. You know, find a twig or something. Jam the rope in the uneven edges.
Yep. Well,
command
that's
them
what I
to
do.
Stay. Sit, Kybox. Sit.
And draw my weapon. And that's probably all I can really do.
Okay. If you're going to secure these mounts, it's like a full round.
Okay. That's
like,
what I will do.
It's like
do
digging a pound, you know. That's being generous and giving you like a 2-for-all, but you've already had both reins. So it's like, you know what? I'm just going to tie this in a big knot. You guys are stuck together. Like it. All right. Dr. Leth.
Seeing what Merrick is doing, is it possible for me to use a knowledge technology of some sort to help with give him a target, a more specific target?
Sure. And not reading his mind. He's come around your side. He's aiming carefully. The only thing he can actually shoot is one of those power generators.
And I was thinking of asking the group to do it exactly just that.
Mm. But with a technology roll of 12, I'd say your bigger problem is the antenna array, which will be used to broadcast a signal.
I thought that was it.
It's near it, but no.
Oh.
More fragile and, you know, kill the antenna as opposed to start chewing away at one of two different power generators before these guys can call up friends, reinforcements.
Do I know where the actual, like, antenna is?
It's, like, sitting up on a mount. They don't depict it on the map, but it's right in here.
Okay, well then I would, like, relay to Merrick, see if you can get it a little bit farther. See if you can possibly get your shot a little bit farther. If you can take out that communications array, we certainly won't need to rush this fight as much.
Stormtroopers! Alright, starting with our fastest speeder bike fellow. The speeder bike goes wide around the back and towards the top of the map and is coming around the very top and is pointed at Rahal and his Kaibucks, who are now actually tied up there. Switched this in, but... Oh, Stormtroopers. Okay, this guy slips to the side of the actual generator, takes an E, and shoots. Who's out in the open here? Kaibuck, Doctor, Merrick Hugging Tree is going to shoot at the Doctor. This guy here does not have a clean shot at anyone. 2, 3, and now has a shot, barely, but it's there, at Merrick. These guys can't see. So, I'm going to go this way, come around the back of my mushroom, get a nice open shot. So I'm going to stay there. Guard the console! Someone's got to get the signal out. Dun 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 dun. Alright, 3 guys, 3 targets, wildly shooting. Merrick, you are 1. Dr. Leth, being the juicy target, is 2 and 3. The Kaibuck on the tail end, let's be mean and shoot their ride home, or getting away kind of thing, is 4. Rolling a d4. 1. First guy shoots at Merrick. The second guy also shoots at Merrick.
I'm a big target. What can I say?
And the third guy, or I should say the first guy, just takes the obvious target, which is Leth. So. What is your reflex, Merrick?
18.
18. And it's Zin that actually has the penalties, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stormtrooper +2. So an 8 and 11. 2 wild shots. Pew, pew, going right into the side of your mushroom cover.
The last Not guy, the mushroom.
Shooting at the mushroom. Actually, did you add 5 for cover? Because you're tucked in?
No, I didn't add anything for cover.
Oh, okay. Because if I hit the cover, your mushroom would start getting chewed up, but I didn't. I just kind of missed all around. Dr. Leth, 19 and 2 is 21.
Okay, and?
And, just to be fair, I'm going to roll these damage dice on screen. 3d8 for our blaster bolts.
Oh, shit.
Ow.
18 points of damage. Aren't you glad you're second level? Stepping out, analyzing the tactics, and then... blaster fire starts crossing the river. Oh, takes one in the shoulder. Ow! And that's us. Zin. And a not so far away mushroom. The next mushroom over.
So am I still like tangled up in my ride, or did I get off? Or
you're on. Oh? You're off. I mean, you're on the ground.
I'm off? Okay. I think I'm going to go right there, taking cover. And let's see here.
You should draw your weapon on the way.
Yep, that's what I'd like to do. And then take a shot at this guy.
A scout does not have a +1 attack bonus.
Oh, is he not level 2?
No, he's not yet.
Ah, sorry.
They do have a very good climbing skill to get to the high ground, but that's another episode.
All right, then I will, let's see here. Actually, can I take cover underneath the mushroom right there and kind of hide, and then I'll pull my rifle out late next round? So I'd like to move to there and hide.
Okay. You're coming around the front where they can see you, possibly?
Well, no one, I think, has line of sight on me.
No, so what I'm saying is, like, instead of moving and then hiding, you want to hide and then move. You want to hide while you're back here, out of line of sight, right? Then move.
Yeah.
You only get 3 squares, but, you know, as opposed to like 6, and now I vanish. No. It's like I slip into the, you know, slip away and then stealthily move. Okay.
I'm cool with that.
All right. So give me a stealth and then give yourself 3 squares. Your Kaibuck, you know, prancing, pawing the ground loudly, baying loudly. Over here. My ride is over here.
Look.
Sorry.
got a 9.
Got a 9. Okay. Roll some perception for them. They take notice of you. From this angle, I don't know if they really have a straight line of sight on you. Oh, a little bit. Okay, that is Zin. Round 9. Merrick.
Hey, pull my trigger.
Pull the trigger. All right.
Boom.
Ignoring the cover that I had put myself behind, going off of my straight reflex defense. Stormtrooper recruit number A. What'd you get?
AKA Fred.
Fred.
Fred for frag.
Fred for... You're shooting... I thought you were shooting your rifle, not the grenade launcher.
Yes. Look at the grenade launcher.
Oh, there was no grenade. Aim. What's the range on that?
50.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because earlier you were talking about thumping a grenade to blow up a tree. I got it right now. Okay. So what are we talking here?
An attack of 17, damage of 14.
Okay, now 50 is maximum range, so I'm assuming a grenade launcher has a range increment less than...
Correct.
So where does that come up on my handy-dandy chart here?
No, that's its first range increment.
For an undercarriage grenade launcher?
Grenade launcher. Beats throwing it, range increment of 10.
Okay, so 50 squares, and how far away is your target?
25.5.
Okay, so no penalties on the shot. 13... And pick a square you want to be on.
Right here.
Okay, so you want to hit this thing out in the open. All right. So instead of hitting him, you shoot grenade at the generator, land it in the square in front of him, and what was the radius on that
two
again?
Two square burst. It's a two square burst.
Two square burst.
Yeah, it's basically a fireball.
Hadouken!
Now, there's a two square spread with auto fire. You pick two squares adjacent. And we got into this last time with two square bursts going, it bursts outwards, two squares.
Yep.
It's a two square burst radius. So that means in every direction from point of origin, it hits two squares.
Yeah. So he's got to pick a corner of a square and then we go two squares out? Or is it, it's almost like getting a third square because he's the center.
No, you pick a center of a square.
Yeah.
And you get two squares beyond it. So it's a right. line of five.
Right. So this is going to engulf the first generator, two stormtroopers, but not the center mass of the actual mushroom tree. Sorry.
No, wasn't meant to.
Okay.
You got to kind of edge it if you ever chop down a tree.
Your damage, sir? And what kind of grenade?
14.
Frag. This is a frag grenade?
Correct.
Okay. And for grenades... We get, what, half if you don't make our reflex?
Yeah,
correct.
Okay, our reflex is higher than 13. So we take half damage as we, you know, see the plunk, plunk. Oh, crap.
Attack with 17.
Oh, I was looking at your dice. Sorry. 13 plus. Okay.
Four.
17 does hit them. 14 points of damage. Kaboom. This little stormtrooper got blown up. And this little stormtrooper got blown up. And
blaze will iron screen here.
And a little tendril of smoke comes puffing out the side of this generator. And the lights get a little dimmer. And that's Merrick's turn. Rahal.
Did that not also hit the thingy? You were saying it was like right in between them.
Well, he showed me the square he wanted to shoot.
The communications array. Was it in his blast radius? It should have been.
No, it's up in the air. He's damaged what it's sitting on, but he chose here.
Oh, okay.
Right? So he's getting the generator up in the air, like a post kind of thing. That's why I was like, look up there, hit that, you know, like shoot it, not boom it. Anyway, won't work very well, though, if you guys blow up its stand and it falls to the ground. Rahal, what do you do? The speeder bike's coming around wide, lining you up.
I draw my weapon and shoot at the speeder bike.
All right. The bike itself or the rider?
The rider.
Okay.
I'll shoot. I will direct it towards the rider. Where is my shoot you button?
Dr. Leth, you're on deck. 14 squares away. This thing's coming hard and fast.
Attack of 8.
Pew, pew. Par for the course, Rahl. Doing well. Distracting him.
Yep.
Make him work for it. Dr. Leth.
Well, I believe it would be in my best interest to keep myself alive, so treat injury.
Okay. Were you standing?
Did you drop below half your health?
I did, and I already took a condition thing.
Okay.
Second wind.
Second wind.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Poser whispers from beyond. There you go.
Good thing he's watching. Far seeing. Yeah. Second wind. Yeah, so he smacks you on the back, right? Get up, you're embarrassing me. Second wind. So, second wind, when you are... They used to call it bloodied in 4th edition D&D, but in this, when you drop below half, you become... A condition opens up where you're allowed to take your second wind. You get one per encounter, unless you have feats and stuff that give you more. And this gives you one quarter of your full hit points back. So what is your maximum hit point, Dr. Leth?
22.
Okay. And you just took, what was it, like 14? 18?
18.
Dropping you to like 4?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one quarter of 22, rounded down, is all yours. If you'd like to take a swift action, I believe it is. Take a second wind.
I think it's free action, but could be wrong.
We'll have Poser look that up. It's a free action. It's a swift action.
I can see it. Well,
you're not doing anything but meditating in your resin. Pull a little book. There you go. Anyway, you have actions left, Dr. Leth. You want to just stand there and take a swift action, or what do you want to do?
Well, I guess in that case, I would, if it's a swift or a free, I'd then probably draw my pistol and join Rahal in firing at the guy that's managed to get around behind.
So you're going to stay out in the open wedge between a Kaibuck and Rahal.
Well, no. Yeah, because I don't really have a choice.
No, you can use a Kaibuck for cover.
There is a Kaibuck. There's two Kaibucks in front of me, so fair point.
There's your own Kaibuck, which is adjacent to you, and then there's two tied to a tree.
Yeah, and the two that are tied to a tree are, like, in line for my shot, so they'd be giving me cover, would they not?
No, because you got to shoot through the post, which is the center of the mushroom. That's why we got him on the edge here. Anyway.
Swift action for second wind.
That's what I thought. So, swift action, give yourself 1 quarter hit points back, which is at least 5. What? Take cover? Cannot stress this enough.
Yeah, I guess then take cover. I was under the impression I was actually blocked, but I guess I'm not. So, yeah, where can I go to take cover then?
Behind the Kaibuck. Stack up like Rahal is on Mare kind of thing. Or 1, 2, 3, kind of come over here, but then you're open where the bike's coming around behind us. So your Kaibuck, your trusty friend, Bucky, is probably your best bet. Shoot over the back of the saddle.
Well, why don't I just do this?
Should work.
Because then you're shooting through friendlies.
Not right now, I'm not. I moved.
Yes. Sorry, I thought if you just go to cover, you're good. You can play med back whatever you want. I thought you wanted to still be in the fight and like shoot back and stuff. So that's why I was.
Oh yeah, I've got a BAB plus one now. Well, I mean, can't I like lean past the Kaibox and shoot at this guy?
Sure.
Well, that's what I wanted to do before.
I thought your target was the guy that shot you.
No, I'm leaving that to Merrick.
All right. So coming around the back, pointing your mini at your target. That'd be helpful. There we go. Getting a little second wind. You feel fine. And forget about Bucky. We've got Lucky and Stumbles here. Shoot past them. Right? Use them for cover. What'd you get?
I got a 10.
Oh, damn goat kangaroo starts licking the back of your hand while you're waving the gun around past it. Chewing on your sleeve. Nom, nom, nom.
I mean, ozone tastes kind of funny sometimes, so fair enough.
Foils the shot. Stormtrooper time! All right. 2, 3, 11, 12. Hi. How's it going, boys? Two little nobles hiding behind a tree. I use my fast, fast, fast speeder bike. Come all the way around, circumvent your line. How's it going? I open fire with my Artec 7Z4Z speeder bike. What do we got here? Oh, auto fire. Look at that. Now, +4 to hit, but -1 if I can do the auto fire, but it's so handy to spray two dudes. I'm going to zip between them. I'm going to roll this on screen just to be fair. Roll my d20. -1, because it's a spray and pray situation. 11. Is that anybody's reflex?
Not mine.
No?
Nope.
All right. Chewing up the ground, just getting you in the shins, and as per the rules of auto fire, you still take half damage for being in those squares. I have a laser cannon. Very, very, very cool gun.
Pew, 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 pew.
My laser cannon does 4d10.
Well, this could be the end of all of us.
6, oh, 9, 10, 28 points. That's 14 points of damage. Just come swinging around. And just... choo, 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 wee.
And 14... what's the radius for auto fire?
Two adjacent squares. I pick this one and this one. You guys, you and the doctor. Because okay. Diagonals don't count for the shit in this game. So yep. Guess what? Choo, 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 choo. 14 points apiece, boys, because you reflex saved for half.
Yowza, that's painful.
Now, don't forget, you can use your force points or destiny points to avoid straight-out death, keep you from dropping below zero, or you drop to zero and you're out cold, but you stay alive.
So more than half your hit points, it drops you down on the condition track as well, right?
Oh, am I hitting your damage threshold?
Yeah, I think you are.
What is your fortitude save defense?
It's 12.
Yeah, so... if I hit your threshold, then you go down one on the track, I believe. Yep. So each go down one on the track, and Dr. Leth did not have 14 left, so he's actually gone to zero. So we'll get back.
Wait, sorry. When I was reading Second Wind, it says that it heals either 1/4 of your full hit point total or a number of hit points equal to your constitution score, whichever is greater. Now, I'm not sure if that means modifier or the whole number.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I might
still be alive then.
He's up!
Yeah.
He's up!
Okay, so we gotta remember that for the future.
There you go.
I'm glad I read that.
I'm so glad. Yeah, it was somebody's responsibility to read the rules. I'm pretty sure it was mine. I'm sorry. Anyway, You guys have better get rid of Bucky.
One hit point now.
That's nice.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything else, so hey.
Hey, there you go.
Try and keep us alive.
Thank you, Ruler. Thank you, far-seeing Ruler, his Jersey Force guy. All right. So, Dr. Leth, what is your constitution score?
Oh, it hit my threshold as well. I'm down to negative two.
Let's go back in time. So, you were down to like 4 hit points, but instead of getting 6 back, you're going to get your entire constitution score back, which is what?
Which was 11.
All right. So, that would have brought you up to 15. Now you're down to 1, but you drop 1 on the track. Okay, so you're fine. You have 1 hit point. You're both down 1 on the condition track. You're fine. You're fine. You can do anything as long as you have 1 single hit point. All right. Continuing on with the stormtroopers. Oh, my targets went away. So, well, these guys aren't getting up from their dirt nap. Aha! This guy over here that went long is going to shoot at Mr. Merrick. You know what? We're going to go on screen. Just at this point. So there's no accusations of favoritism or stormtrooper seeing or not seeing. 14, Rahal. And yes, I take my full round action and aim.
Who's shooting me?
No, sorry, not Rahal, Merrick.
A negatory.
Negatory. Shot goes long. Other guy, don't think I have a shot on anybody. I can't see anybody. You're all hiding behind a mushroom. Perceptions. Nope, we all seem to be caring far too much about... But wait. Nope. You know what, Zin? This one guy in the corner has line of sight and totally would have saw you with a 17, but somebody, that's my job, is more interested in sending up a signal and calling friends than shooting at you. So he's not looking down the barrel of the gun wondering where the sneaky guy went. He is trying to phone friends. They may be here soon. Zin, it is your turn, sir. The whine of repulsor lifts. The chewing, gratiating, heavy blaster cannon, mounted cannon sounds. The shrill, frail shrieks of nobles who are getting shot. Ew, 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 damn you, Jersey Shore. Memories of
Force
the war
be with me.
Flood your mind. Focus, man. What do you do? Need to come around the mushroom a bit more. You're kind of shooting through the bark there. What do you want to do, Frank?
Why are you pinging way over there?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Frank taking advantage of the way out open clean shot and Kaibuck cover by possibly moving 6 squares this way towards his Kaibuck and taking a sniper shot at the bike, but saving friends. I guess he doesn't like you that much.
He also might be focusing on the real priority at stopping the communication.
That's true.
The problem is I don't think I can do all of that at once. Because I have to pull my weapon out. That's a standard. Mm-hmm. Or a move equivalent, excuse me. So actually, I'll pull my weapon out and I will shoot the communications tower.
Okay.
Because that's about all I can do. Because I can't really get a good shot at the dude on the bike. Because he's got cover. And let's see. Yeah, I'll burn a force point as well on the shot. Ugh.
Well, don't forget you get that D6. Yeah. Make all the difference.
Yeah.
11 okay. To hit a stationary target.
Pull out your gun. Quit scope. Draw breath, let it out, squeeze the trigger, and you are about to eliminate the only way to contact the ship. You sure you want to shoot the tower?
Yep. Okay. If he looks like he's radioing for help, I'm shooting that tower.
Okay. Just saying. Pew! Okay. It's considered a smaller object, so I'm actually going to say that's a miss. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's
attached
for
to the
roll 20 course.
It's attached to the barn, but it's kind of up on the side of it.
All right, that's me.
Round 10, Merrick.
New threat assigned.
Yes.
This dude on a scooter bike is mega dick.
Yes. We'll see you next week.
No.
Oh.
I had stuff. I was going to do things.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sometime, somewhere in the future, we need to have a night when Raoul takes Askeleth out to the club or something.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking of like this John Travolta, yeah, like the James Bond casino bit. Who would you take, the muscle or the sophisticated doctor to get, you know, to get information from Dr. Victor Zhivago or something like this? He's like, you probably, you know, see the doctor in there because he has the intel and wherefore all to pull off the disguise. And
we already know we work well together.
Well, who knows?
Simultaneously counting a few of the poker tables. It's all good.
Yeah, Rahal and Rain Man.
that'd be great.
Now you study aliens and mating, so you're imagine like an alien casino, you know, and Rahal is interested in the money, and you sit down, you know, with mixed genders of all these aliens, and you're going around and leaning into Rahal, and you're pointing, you know, 16%, 30%, 40%. Rahal's like, "Are they gonna win?" It's like, "No, that they'll go home with me," says the doctor. That they'll invest in my research. 60%. 72%, excuse me, takes a drink from her hand and goes off. two lame beauties, leaving you to count cards, holding your handful. Anyway, possibly, Space Casino, somewhere in Dawn of Defiance. We can make it happen. That's a big fat edit.